Apparently we had two ghosts here. We had one at the back.
He was named Charlie. Don't know why, but he was young and so handsome. And he's solid. He's not all wavy. Quite solid. He looks just ordinary. He's got dark curly hair, quite stocky, handsome, smiles at you. And he wears navy blue dungarees, always. He's been seen by so many people, always the same.
Charlie was a stagehand and he fell from the fly tower and fell to his death.
That's where in the old days, before everything was mechanised, little guys like him would pull ropes and the scenery would go up and down, and I believe he fell onto the stage and was killed. We've had several clairvoyants doing shows and they have always pointed out that one spot and they've said someone died here. Someone fell and died right here they'd say. Three of them at least have done it. Charlie is lovely. The other one wears a top hat and a long black cape, and he's not solid. When he runs, his cape flaps behind him like a big crow, and he's quite frightening. He seems to hang around the circle a lot. Someone said that the architect of the building way back hanged himself in one of the royal boxes because he'd made a mistake in the plans.
Marcel Massou, the mime, he got locked in his dressing room out the back when he was doing a show here, and he swore it was the theatre ghost that did it, and there were no locks on the doors, so he couldn't open it to come out, and we couldn't get it open. So he has never stepped foot back in the theatre again.
He was seen by one of the girls who worked in the little hair salon that was attached to the theatre. She saw him one night, terrified. She was there Friday night. She was putting her makeup on to go home in the ladies' cloakroom. And she was looking in the mirror, doing her lipstick and combing her hair. And she said the next thing, her makeup bag slid off the shelf onto the floor. And she picked it up and put it back. And it slid off the floor again, and she stood up and looked in the mirror, and behind her was this big black shape of a man in a top hat and a cape, and it was all wavy. And she screamed, and he ran straight through the closed door and up the circled stairs. And as he went up, she followed him. She was petrified. And as he ran up, she said all she could see was the shape of the top hat. And his cape was billowing as he ran up. She handed a notice in the very next morning. Now, some of the roadies have seen him, and the roadies, you know, full of tattoos, and you don't fool a roadie. You cannot fool a roadie. They've been around the block a few times. But they've seen him and freaked out, you know, when one of them saw him. And he would not go back and work there unless he had company. Wouldn't go back.
We also had a theatre dog here in the 80s, and he got spooked one night by the ghost. The theatre manager came through every night and walked the whole building with his dog. And this one particular night, the dog spooked and just took off out the door and would not walk back in the building.
When I lived there, and when I was manager there, I used to do a tour of the theatre every night, especially after the show, to make sure everything was all right. It just sounded like big, soft moccasins on the carpet, sort of, you know, somebody scraping their feet, and it would come closer and closer and closer, and that's when you'd run.